This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, TK, if that's how Sid feels, that they got to win right now, he's not interested in a rebuild, well, how the frig do you execute that this offseason?
One, I think that's kind of taken out of its context. Like, obviously, everybody in the NHL, from Sidney Crosby all the way down, everyone wants to win. But Sidney Crosby also knows the state of the team. And yeah, is he pissed that we haven't got in the playoffs the last 3 years? Yes. But he also understands he's won 3 Stanley Cups and he's had an unbelievable career where, when you look at the NHL right now, no one's had more playoff games than the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last 15 years. So I think that statement and Josh kind of saying what he's saying, I think he's wrong.
So you would take umbrage with this sentence: he's not all that interested in a methodical rebuild.
Well, I think Sid knows winning a Stanley Cup in his last so many years might not be realistic, but getting into the playoffs and feeling that playoff atmosphere, I think Sid knows that's realistic, and I think Sid knows they're really not too far off getting back into the playoffs. I think if they add, say, 5 players, good quality players, like, I think they do get back into the playoff picture.
What are your thoughts on the Mitch Marner rumors and Dubas trying to get his old Maple Leaf player here for $12, $13 million a year and basically using all your cap space to get him here, TK?
That's a tough one because I think, yeah, we need a guy that's high-flying, that you know, can take the reins for years to come. But I think there's a lot of gaps in the bottom 6 that need to be addressed. And when you look what a really good third and fourth line guy bring, like, they're not signing for $750 or $1 million anymore. They're up there at like $4 or $5 million now.
Yeah, you're not getting Matt Cullen for $800,000 anymore is what you're saying, basically.
Exactly. So to put all your eggs in one basket, that'd be tough. And I think he has to have learned a little bit from the Carlson trade. When you start signing those guys to those, you know, $13, $11, $10 million contracts, like, they really handcuffed you on building a team, like the rest of the team. And, you know, obviously the Edmonton Oilers have their 2 guys that are really carrying them through playoffs, and they can run with them. But we're talking about Connor McDavid and, you know, Draisaitl. That was Sidney Crosby of getting Malkin 10 years ago. They can put a team on their back, and I'm not saying they can't, and I still think Sid can win a game single-handedly, but I don't think you can have that many guys making that much money win you a Stanley Cup. I think you have to spread the wealth throughout your lineup to have a good, solid lineup. And I think the dynamic of the Pittsburgh Penguins needs to change. It can't be that two-handed monster anymore. It's got to be more of a complete team. When I look at, you know, when you look at the Carolina Hurricanes, they're very spread out and they're very level throughout all four lines. All four lines play, all four lines contribute, all four lines get a lot of ice. Mm-hmm. And they don't have those one or two guys that are making double of pretty much everyone else. And when you think of the Florida Panthers, they're going to run into this too next year. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to afford a guy like Sam Bennett.
Yep.
And who would you rather give $10 or $12 million to? A Sam Bennett, a guy who's got some dog in him, a guy that will like rip your head off to win a game, or a Mitch Marner who has so much adversity about his playoff performance and how he doesn't play with that sandpaper you need, that dog you need to win Stanley Cup games.
Yep.
I think I'm going Sam Bennett all day long, just from bringing guys into the fight. You know, when you think of guys that win, you know, from my Stanley Cup team, like, there's guys that drag you into the battle, like a Max Talbot, a Matt Cook, you know, guys, a Brooks Orpik, that if nothing's going on in the game, like, they are going to catch someone with their head down and it's going to turn the game upside down. And then you have no choice but to get that dog in you and get into line, because if you're not, you're not going to be successful on the team. So I'm not sure if that Mitch Marner's the right move for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think we've had enough conversations that we need to bring a guy like a Sam Bennett, some sandpaper in the top six. I think we've been missing that. I think we need one tough guy in the bottom six. Like, look at the playoffs right now. All the teams that are in, they all have three or four really good sandpaper guys, from the Marchands to the Sam Bennetts to their fourth line that has sandpaper. Gredrich, whatever, he's like tough as nails. Then they got Greer. They have like guys that are really tough. Their defense are big. Then you go on the other side, Carolina. They have a big, heavy team, but they're getting pushed around by a tougher team. Then you go all west, you got Dallas. Dallas got, you know, Jamie Benn. They have guys that bring sandpaper. Then you look at the Edmonton Oilers. They got Evander Kane. They have Darnell Nurse. Sandpaper is what pushes you over the line in those 50-50 games, when guys like that are willing to lay it on the line and do whatever it takes to win games. So, again, the Mitch Marner might be, in my opinion, the wrong pick for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Tyler Kennedy, we'll talk again next week. TK, you're the best. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.